A key figure from the Tony Blair era says Australia has a major role to play in helping Britain to rebuild fractured trade relationships after last year's surprise vote to leave the European Union. Former British Labour Cabinet Secretary Peter Mandelson is visiting Sydney and Melbourne to help broker a free trade agreement between Australia and Britain once the terms of the Brexit are finalised. But any trade deal is on hold as Britain negotiates the divorce settlement, with Prime Minister Theresa May warning the UK could ultimately crash out of the EU. Peter Mandelson was a stalwart of the Remain campaign, and he spoke in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Well, I'm meeting a lot of business leaders, both in Melbourne and Sydney, and what I'm finding is quite a lot of, frankly, bemusement about what Britain has done. Remember in the 1970s, you know, we turned our backs on Australia in order to join Europe. Now we're divorcing Europe all these decades later and wondering where we're going in the rest of the world. So I think many Australian business people just wonder why on earth, you know, we should throw all the sticks and all the rules up in the air without any idea where they're going to land, but also what it's going to say to those who have already, as international businesses, chosen to locate and base their businesses in Britain on the assumption that that free access to Europe's vast single market would continue.
British trade negotiators are counting on doing bilateral deals with countries like Australia, but at the moment there is no free trade agreement between Britain and Australia, and it seems like Brexit is going to be holding that up for quite a while.
Well, I think that one thing that Australia can also do for Britain is to reintroduce us to the world of trade policy and trade negotiation from which we've been absent for nearly 50 years, because we've been relying on the size and the heft of the European Union to represent us in trade negotiations in the world. And I think the message that Australia has got to give to its friends in Britain is that there's no future in trade policy for Britain in trying to engage in some regulation race to the bottom in rules and standards. There are other countries with much greater scale and efficiency who can do that much better than Britain can do.
But are you concerned that the world might be passing Britain by, given that Australia does have a greater trade relationship these days with Asia, in particular China?
The biggest favour, in a sense, that Britain ever did to Australia was saying in the 1970s that protectionist relationship, that sort of close, rather isolated, sort of exclusive relationship that Australia had with Britain needed to end. We forced Australia through the decision we took to turn our backs and to go into Europe, to open up, to create an open economy, look to its own region and its neighbours, and look at the sort of fortune and prosperity that Australia has been able to achieve as a result of that. Now, for Britain, you know, we've got to make the same judgment that there's no future for us by retreating into ourselves. But then Australia itself has a bit of a choice to make. Does it prioritise a new free trade agreement with that bit of Europe where its current relationship is strongest, i.e. Britain, or does it instead prioritise a free trade agreement with the rest of Europe, much larger than Britain, where the potential for growth is even bigger? Now, in due course, I think Australia can have it both ways, but in the first instance, it may have to prioritise between Europe and Britain.
Do you get the impression here, speaking to business leaders, that Britain is no longer regarded as the motherland or the homeland in terms of trade or politics?
I think that the British motherland in terms of trade has slipped over the horizon some time ago, but equally we are part of each other's DNA. We do have a special friendship, but let's be realistic about this. That country with which Australia has the biggest and most important international relationship is the United States of America now. It's not Britain.
You were, of course, a strong advocate for Remain, but you have mentioned that this was not exactly the finest hour for Britain's political elite.
No, it wasn't.
Has it been embarrassing explaining that to business leaders here?
Look, Britain's political and business elite was given a good kicking in the referendum. And in a sense, You know, who can be surprised? You know, the British people, as others, had emerged from the global financial crisis, bearing a lot of the pain. They suffered stagnant wage growth, falling living standards, very painful austerity for much of the last decade. To enlist the public as a whole in order to resolve an internal fight in the Conservative Party without having any idea of the consequences that might flow from this was an utterly irresponsible thing to do.
Peter Mandelson, a former British Labour Cabinet Secretary and EU Trade Commissioner, speaking in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.